Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Don't worry, everyone. I polled the three people I know, and no one's having a good time. No one's doing well. So if you're not doing well, don't worry. Everyone else I know also isn't. I think Mercury is doing like the Renegade again. So go to sleep. Try again in a couple weeks.
On this episode of The Commercial Break.
My rat grew up to be a bad monster. You did it, Willie. You did it. You survived.
The legend
of Willie. He's now a trap builder for the mountain monsters.
It makes total sense. Oh, I love this.
He went down into the sewers.
He freed Willie and look what Willie. He became.
He went down into the sewers.
He's
he came in contact with nuclear waste and he became a mountain monster.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
The 30 of the morning! Kittens, welcome back to The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is the Pop to My Tart, Kristen Joy Hoadley. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Thanks a whole lot for joining us. We certainly do appreciate it. Both of you.
We're betting on it.
Both of you. We bet on it. We bet on it. Now you can string those episodes together depending on which shirts Chrissy and I wear, and then you'll know the real truth behind The Commercial Break. You want a conspiracy theory? Dig into that one. Why are there so many shirts on The Commercial Break? But there aren't. There's only four. And if you tie them all together, all the ones where we wear the same shirts, it makes one long episode. A number of four long episodes that you can listen to at your leisure. Please do. Cold plunges.
Oh.
I've been having friends that have been trying to get me to do this for years. One particular friend, who I know you know.
Yes.
I'll say his name, Raphael. Yeah. He's been trying to get me to, he tries to get me to do all the kooky, crappy, cranky stuff. But listen, sometimes it seems to really do things for him.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do it and it doesn't do things for me, or it does do things for me and I appreciate the trying. I appreciate the new suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing he's been trying to get me to do for years and years, cold showers, only cold showers, ice cold showers,
people
cold plunges.
People have been talking about this for a while.
They have been talking about this for quite a long time. Starts with that guy Wim Hof, which I have seen quite a bit of his material, read some of his material. Wim Hof basically is a guy who started doing this to his own body and now has popularized. 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 I hate when my tongue doesn't work sometimes. This idea of cold plunging or taking an ice bath or meditating in a state of hypothermia, basically. That's the only way that I can think about it. It's the only way I can describe it is that staving off hypothermia by slowing your body down, slowing your breathing down, you know, realizing that the pain is good for you. Yes. But if there's Wim Hof, ho hum.
I don't know if I could meditate while being freezing cold.
This guy does it. He goes, he literally
will train yourself.
He'll jump in the frozen ocean, swim with a polar bear, go to the top of a mountain, sit there for hours in the snow, going like this with nothing but a loincloth on. The guy is insane. He's insane. And I applaud him for recognizing and being aware enough about his own body to recognize that this is something that's been really positive for him and for a lot of other people, apparently, too. So I'm not poo-pooing the whole idea, but I'm starting to read more and more articles where actual doctors are like, let's put our bodies in a super fight or flight mode for minutes, sometimes half hour at a time every single day and see how that does for us. And now there's some people who are saying, and of course, there's always going to be two sides to every coin when somebody comes up with something new. And I don't always believe the doctors. I generally do believe science, but I don't always believe like, you know, brand new information because goddamn, everything's bad for you if you really look at it. But, but I don't always believe, you know, some of the stuff that gets out there on social media either. And so while this seems to have done wonders for Raphael and other people I know, I tried. I tried. I tried my best. I tried to take cold showers, but there is just something about it that makes my body go haywire. It does not feel comfortable. It's the opposite of comfortable to me. I don't like cold weather. I don't like cold rain. I don't like cold water. The only time I like cold water is when I'm drinking it. That's the only time that I like cold water. I do not want to be, I don't even like lukewarm water. Go into my shower right now, because the last person took a shower was me. Go into that shower and see just how fucking hot my showers are. They're hot. I turn them out almost as high as I can turn them, because that's like my default comfortable position. When I go in the shower every morning and every night and sometimes in the afternoon, I would like to be in a state of relaxation, not a state of sheer panic.
Right.
Because
no, I know.
That cold water drives me freaking crazy.
I know. Well, there's the whole... Like the Romans have been doing that for a long time.
The cold bath
Well, no, it's the Turkish bath. And I discovered this when I went over to Rome.
Oh, yeah.
And they had these whole, you know, spa type things dedicated where you could go out to these mineral springs and they would have it where you could do, and it's a whole regimen.
Series. So
you do,
yeah.
Yeah, you do the steam.
Mm-hmm.
You start with steam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you do the cold.
Yep.
Like quick cold shower.
Yeah.
And then you lie down on a like a marble bench.
Yes.
Type thing. And there's some, I think there's some type of that thing where you do hot and then cold.
So
hot and then cold.
So you did that in Rome.
Mm-hmm.
So when Astrid and I are in Valencia, Spain, there's a hotel in Valencia, Spain on the beach, renovated, it's called 6 or 7 years ago. And Astrid and I go after one of our children was born. We go, he's probably not even one yet. But it's like, I think we're in there in like February or something like that. So it's a little chilly. It's not like, it's not summertime. You're not going hanging out on the beach.
Yeah.
But mom-in-law, wonderful mom-in-law, says, I'm taking the kid for the next 48 hours. You guys go do whatever it is you're going to do. I got it. You know, give me some milk. I got it. Which was a lovely offer. So Astrid and I, being the first time we've ever spent the night away from any child, right? We decide we're going to run down to this hotel. And we're staying on the beach also in a condo on the beach. We're going to run down to this hotel. It's about a mile down the beach. Brand new, renovated. We go. Lovely room. Beautiful hotel. Lovely views of the Mediterranean coast. And then they have a spa. So anytime we can get to a spa for like a massage or something, we're like, hell yeah. So we go. We go in for massages. And then this comes with a day pass to this.
Oh, right.
Water spa that they have. And the water spa is very similar to what you're talking about. Numerous rooms with hot and cold different water features, right?
Mm-hmm. There might be a mineral spring thrown in there.
Hot steam. They have one called the snow shower, which is literally like frozen water being thrown in your face. They have the hot jacuzzi where you're only supposed to be there for like 2 or 3 minutes. And then you go directly into the cold jacuzzi, which is like it's 47 degrees. You're only supposed to stay there for 1 or 2 minutes. And then they have this indoor like water spa with water massage chairs in the pool. Have you ever seen those?
Yes.
Like you sit back.
We had those.
And the water jets go up and down your back and all this other stuff.
So nice.
And then they have an indoor outdoor pool. So the indoor part, the pool's heated, but you can swim indoors and then you can go under that little thing and you can swim outdoors also, right? So we're there. It's not very crowded. It's not that time of year. So there's probably, I'm going to guess there's like 10 people in the spa altogether with Astrid and I. So 8 strangers. There are a pair of young ladies and 2 other couples, and then there seems to be like 2 disparate older men just are there on their own, right? For what reason?
We saw an old man in there and ours too.
Well, I know exactly why. Because in Spain, no one wears clothing, right? And especially not if you're at the water spa. People don't wear clothing. It's just not a thing that they do. So almost everybody is in some state of, you know, undress, except for Astrid and I, who are like, I'm not going to make it in the... It seems weird. I'm not going to do that.
You Americans.
Yeah, you Americans. Yeah. Yeah, you could tell the Americans in there because we basically walk in with like, you know, a wetsuit on. It's like we're fully dressed from top to bottom. You know, a heated wetsuit. We're like, yeah, I'll go in the cold plunge. Heated wetsuit, please. So we go through the regimen. I go in that cold water up to my knees and I get right the fuck out. I'm going back to the hot one. Yeah, I can't even do it. It's just too much for me. Like my body starts to go crazy. I'm like, I gotta get out of here. And I go in to, Esther and I go into the pool where they have the water spa. So we're doing the water spa. And these 2 girls are topless as are the two other young ladies that are with, like, two couples, right? And they're probably in their mid-20s. And they're topless also, and one of the guys has no clothes on, right? Okay. So I'm like, okay, all right, cool. But this... When in Europe, look at dicks. I guess that's how it's going to go. Okay, cool. I've seen a dick. I'm cool with it. Whatever. Just, just please don't put it on me and I'm fine, right? Everything's cool. And so we've been to Spain a lot. There's nothing new about this. Like, oh. We knew that there are topless people everywhere in Spain. And I love it. I think it's great. I think it's great that everyone feels so comfortable with their bodies and no one's really staring. It's just kind of a thing. It's not a thing, actually. It's just part of the culture there. But the two girls who are with each other, they are talking in not Spanish. They're talking in some, I think they may be from like Finland or Sweden or, you know, they got that kind of accent, light skin, blonde hair. And one of the girls starts this like floating, right? She's floating. She's doing this floating thing. She's just laying there floating and she's got her top off. And I have never in my life seen a boob job quite this way. I don't want to say it was bad or good. I just want to say that it was not what you would expect a natural breast or even a boob job to do, right? It was really weird. It appeared as if there were, I don't know how I explain this. Like, you know those chocolate, you know the cookie dough rolls that you get at the grocery store?
I think so.
Where they have the cookie dough in them and it's a roll in plastic. Yeah, and you cut it up and then, imagine you had taken the top off one of those things, just chopped off the top of one of those things and it was bigger and then you put it on top of someone's actual boob, right? It would look just like a little lumpy and weird, right? This is how the boob looked. I could not stop for the life of me staring at this girl's boobs, not just because it just looked strange to me.
Uh-huh.
It didn't look natural. Not that it's supposed to, and not that I give a shit what your boobs look like. I really don't care. But I just thought this to be a rather weird boob job. It was kind of like weird. It was like a boob on top of a boob on top of a boob. It was like a triple layer boob cake. I don't even know how to explain it. It was so weird.
It was a different type of material or whatever that was in there.
So she's floating around in front of me, right? I'm on the spa chair. I'm like laying back. I'm on the spa chair. Astrid's probably irritated the fuck with me.
Sure.
You know, she's not saying anything, but I can feel her eyes digging into the side of my head. And I'm just like watching this girl float back and forth. And I'm like, wow, that's interesting. That's a new way to do things, right? And then I see her friend who's sitting on a spa chair on the other end of the pool. I can see her, and it wasn't Astrid's eyes I was feeling. It was her friend's eyes that I was feeling. I got so busted, like so busted, because I kind of looked over quickly and she was like this. But she was also topless. So then she had her arms folded. Her boobs were like flat, you know, over her arms. And so she's looking at me.
That's so awkward.
Yes. And so then instead of looking directly in her face, now I look at her boobs because she's squeezing them together with her arms folded. And I'm like, I cannot win here. I'm the creepy old guy. But wait, there's two other single guys here. Why they're older with loincloths on. Why aren't you staring? They're staring at her too. Everybody, I'm not guilty. It's not me. Something's going on with your friend's boobs. I'm just trying to figure it out, okay? There's a triple layer boob cake going on there, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do.
Well,
it was the most embarrassing thing. But here's like the wrap up to that story is
did they jump in the cold pool?
They jumped in the cold pool. They got out. They jumped in the cold pool, I assume, because Astrid and I got out a couple minutes after that. And they were in that cold. So then the locker room is like close to the cold pool, right? So we're, you know, drying off and doing this all night. Those girls must have been in that cold pool. I'm going to say 10 minutes. At 10 fucking minutes, those girls were in that cold pool.
They built up some stamina.
How do you do that? How do you sit in 47 degree water for 10 minutes without just dying? Dying. I don't know. Right? You get hypothermia in minutes? So this Wim Hof, and you could tell that they were also doing some kind of breathing exercise. And so this Wim Hof methodology, or this methodology passed on or passed down or whatever it is, has really taken off. But there are clear indicators that you go into fight or flight mode when your body reacts to that water like that. And that may not necessarily be great for all people. Like, you know, for Brian, who's a, you know,
just specifically for Brian,
who's basically a walking marshmallow. Brian is.
I like to do a cool
spritz.
A cool spritz at the end of a hot shower.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. You just turn it on cool real quick?
Yeah, I don't go cold.
Yeah.
I go cool.
Just to spritz yourself?
Because I like a hot shower, too.
And what's the point in that? Is just to like wake yourself up a little bit?
Yeah, or? It's supposed to be good for your hair and your skin and stuff. So
I'll tell you, as far as I've taken it, I've taken to doing this recently, is I'll get up sometimes and I'll take the kids to school, but I don't feel like, sometimes I don't have enough time for a shower before, and there's so much chaos going on. I like to, you know, I try to help. I say I like to help. I try to help. I usually just add more chaos to the situation. I think Astor generally just likes it when I just leave everybody alone. Because I'm like, well, wash your hair, brush your teeth, get your clothes, wear your shoes, you got to get out of here. There's 5 more minutes left. And Astor's like, hey, it's fucking kindergarten. No one's going to die. Okay? All right? Let's just settle down here. I'm, you know, running around after spending 48
Blue's
minutes.
Barking.
Yeah, Blue's barking because she knows people are getting geared up to leave the house. And, you know, I've spent 48 minutes in the bathroom doing my morning press conference. And now I come out like a king and I'm like, okay, everyone brush your teeth and put on your shoes and get your socks. And the kids are, you know, aha, daddy. Astor's just like, please go back to the bathroom. Why don't you go in the car and just wait for the kids? I'll send them your way. But since I don't feel like I have a lot of time to do that, you know, 30-minute shower that I do in the mornings, I've taken splashing cold water on my face.
Yeah.
In an attempt to make me look like a human being when I go out there in the world. Because I got to get my Starbucks and I got these huge baggy Irish eyes and I just splash cold water on my face. But even that takes my breath
Plus,
away.
Plus, you don't want to make sure there's anything on your face that looks like cocaine.
Oh, God. I'll tell you what, man. Nose. Fuck, dude. I can't believe it. People are still looking at me weird up there. Still looking at me weird. It's a whole thing up there now. I know it. Either I'm very paranoid, which I know I am, or I'm correct that people are looking at me differently now up at that Starbucks. They're not quite as friendly. They're like, well, he's a cokehead, so let's not get too attached to him. He's going to be in rehab any day now. He's going to be in rehab any day now. Let's not get too close to Brian. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We're going to get our hearts broken. He's going to steal our till register money for blow. He stole our tip jar for blow. That guy. Look at him.
You put in a 5 and take out a 20.
I put out a 5, take out a 20. Oh, man. I saw somebody do that one time. I saw somebody at a Caribou Coffee do that one time.
Oh, no. That's bad.
It was terrible. And I said something to them. Starbucks is now my place. But I used to go to Caribou Coffee.
You did. I remember the Caribou.
2 or 3 times a day. God, I was drinking so much fucking caffeine. I'm surprised I haven't had a heart attack yet. So... But I knew all the people at the Caribou Coffee. And here's the crazy part. You want to hear the crazy part? There is a lady that works at that Starbucks now that worked at that Caribou Coffee.
Really?
Yes. And so I've known her for almost as long as I've known
she's
you.
She's corroborating everybody's thoughts, too.
Yes,
like,
she's
yep,
like, oh,
I've
yeah,
known
yeah,
him
yeah.
For a
I've known him
time.
For a long time. I've seen him in all kind of states of disarray.
Exactly.
I think he used to meet his drug dealer at Caribou. Which might be true. I don't know. Hey, meet me at the Caribou.
I gotta get my coffee.
I gotta get my coffee on top of my cocaine. Do you have any pills to bring me down? So I went to that Caribou. I'm waiting in line one day, very busy always. I went and when this is actually when I had a day job and I would go in there when other human beings were actually there. And so I went and there was a guy in front of me. He was a little twitchy. He was like, he seemed a little off, like he was nervous about something. And so he orders whatever, you know, $1.09 standard cup of small coffee. Lady turns around. He takes a dollar bill. He puts it in. He takes a 20 out of there and puts it in his pocket. And I saw this all go down. And I didn't say anything to him. But then I said to the manager and this lady that were working the counter, I said, hey, guys, did you have a $20 bill in that thing? And they were like, yeah, I think so. And I go, I think that dude just like put a dollar in and took a 20 out. And they were so gracious. They were like, well, he must have needed it. And I was like, yeah. What? They just stole $20 from you. And they're like, $19 from me. He's like, well, he must have needed it. I wish I could be that mature about anything, really. Where's my maturity? When does that come for me? When's all this therapy going to start paying off?
I don't know. It's going to happen.
It's got to happen at some point, right?
I don't know.
You think I might be a lost cause at this point? I think I might just be getting worse, actually. I mean, my therapist is doing a great job. I'm just not sure I'm hearing it. I don't know. My therapist must be like, oh, Brian again. I only, you know, some months I go like once a month, sometimes twice a month, sometimes once every other week. Just depends on my schedule or what else is going on.
Yeah.
But I know she must go, oh, how do I get rid of this client? Because, you know, of course I talked to her about the podcast. So, of course, she's listened to the podcast. I can't go to therapy without talking about the podcast. It's like a pretty big part of my life now.
Right.
And so I know she listens to the podcast. And each time I go in, I feel like I'm getting the same look from her that I get from the people at Starbucks. Like, what a fucking degenerate. Why am I doing this with him?
She could also be saying, well, he's going to be a steady client for years to come.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She could. That's what she could be saying. She's like, well, it's the worst hour of the week or the month or whatever it is. But
count on that.
As long as he's doing that commercial break, I'm in the money. It can only get better. He's doing maybe just like the commercial break. He'll start doing four times a week here, too.
He should.
I should probably go back to one episode a week and do four therapy appointments a week. All right. We've got a fan request video to do today, Chrissy, and I'm excited about this. And somebody, Caden, our friend Caden, texts in all the time. Him and his girlfriend love the show. They like to watch it with their friends. They love Mountain Monsters. They're having a good old time with it. And so I thought I'd do Caden a favor and take on a fan request. I don't think we've done many of these,
actually.
No,
we have not.
No. Maybe once before. And I think it also...
But we welcome them.
...was... this same type of video. So we'll get to that.
That's true. It was another...
Another thing.
Okay,
yes.
I almost said it.
I'm going to pull you through the break. You got to figure out what it is by listening to the sponsors, and then when we come back, we'll tell you what we're going to do. That's called a segue, Chrissy.
Oh, segue. Fancy.
A fancy radio term for this podcast, which is not radio. But anyway, all right, we'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
This episode is sponsored in part by Prize Picks. Okay, now a sporting season has come around that I actually enjoy. The MLB is back, baby. And I'm sitting here on Easter weekend and I am playing some games on Prize Picks. And let me tell you how easy this is. I picked Joe Boyle, a pitcher from Oakland, to throw more than 6.5 strikeouts. And I got Aaron Judge. You know Aaron Judge, hitting a home run on tonight's games. And that's it. It's that easy. You pick over, you pick under, you pick more, you pick less. It's just you against the numbers. Prize Pick is America's number one fantasy sports platform where you do not have to be an expert on any of the sports because you're playing against the stats. And while I'm playing Boyle and Judge tonight, I will be playing my boys from Atlanta later on this week. And now, because Prize Picks loves the Commercial Break listeners, and you happen to be a Commercial Break listener, you can go to prizepicks.com/TCB and then use the promo code TCB for your first deposit match of up to $100. That's prizepicks.com/TCB and make sure to use the code TCB for a first deposit match of up to $100. Now you'll have to excuse me as I go watch the Oakland game, and I'll follow up with you next week and let you know what happens. PrizePicks.com/TCB. Use that code TCB to get up to $100 on a first match deposit. Thanks, PrizePicks, for being a sponsor of the Commercial Break. Hey, Podcast Universe, I'm super excited to be talking about an old friend of mine, Jordan Harbinger, and his podcast, The Jordan Harbinger Show. You know that Chrissy and I don't do a lot of talking about other podcasts, but The Jordan Harbinger Show definitely deserves a mention, and here's why. Imagine the serious version of the Commercial Break, where you actually learn facts from actual experts and in-depth interviews. All the crazy, interesting, weird, and philosophical stuff that we find on the Commercial Break to have fun with, Jordan takes some of those same topics and he applies a degree of serious journalism enthusiasm to it, and he is an excellent interviewer, maybe one of the best in the business, in my opinion. We know for a fact that a lot of people who listen to The Commercial Break also listen to The Jordan Harbinger Show. So if you haven't yet taken a listen, go search The Jordan Harbinger Podcast on Apple or wherever you get your podcasts, or head over to his website, jordanharbinger.com. That's H-A-R, B as in boy, I-N as in Nancy, G-E-R. Jordan has been a longtime supporter of the show, and many people have written in and thanked me for turning them on to Jordan Harbinger, including one of our staff members who is like a Jordan Harbinger super fan. And to quote her, Jordan Harbinger is like The Commercial Break with actual facts and a lot less laughing. We think you're going to love The Jordan Harbinger Show, so go search on Apple, wherever you find your podcasts, or get started with those starter packs at jordanharbinger.com. And we want to thank Jordan for being a supporter of The Commercial Break. All right, and we're back now. Now, finally, I'm going to announce to you something that probably has no suspense whatsoever. We're going to do a Mound Monsters episode. Woo! The Mothman has been requested by the Cadenman himself.
Mothman.
The Mothman. He says, you got to do this episode, Brian. It's one of our favorites. I love it. And I said, you know what? Why not give the kids what they want? Plus, it's good content for the show. It's a content idea.
I was missing Mountain Monsters, actually.
I was, too. I think it's been months since we've done a Mountain Monsters. And, you know, we did a Frankie B on our 500th because, of course, Frankie B.
Yeah.
But then Mountain Monsters also does play some kind of, you know, smaller but just as important part, I think, in our show.
In the lore. Yeah,
in the lore. And that is, gives you something to listen to besides us. That's funny. You know what I'm saying? So, here is the Mothman episode. They are chasing the Mothman, which I have no idea what it is. Haven't watched the video yet. First time. I'm a virgin. You're a virgin. Everybody's a virgin here. We're all going to go in hard. We're going to go in raw dogging Mountain Monsters Mothman.
Okay.
Here we go.
Night one investigation.
Hold up, guys. Hold up.
We're in Mason County looking for the Mothman.
We're in Mason County, which I just made up. We're in Mason County, which is where we have been every other episode of Mountain Monsters. Right here behind the Walmart in Mason County.
The field.
Yeah, the field behind
the corn field.
The Walmart at Mason County.
I've seen some.
The Mothman in this area goes back many, many years. These Mothman sightings go hand in hand with tragedy.
They go hand in hand with a good Reddit post. These guys are really bundled up. It must be cold out there.
Mason County.
Huck and Buck and Suck and Fuck. They're all out there doing it.
He seems to have mystic powers. He hypnotizes people. You're white as a sheet, but.
Oh, guys, I'm allergic to hypnotizing. I got a doctor's note. I can't do this one. It makes me break out in hives and dance like a chicken. I one time got hypnotized by the guy. The guy at the local fair, you know, the kings and the knights and stuff. What's that called?
The Renaissance Fair.
I got hypnotized by the Renaissance Fair guy. For 3 days, I walked around like a chicken with my pants off.
Wait, right. He just said, the other guy just said to Buck, or which one is he?
Yeah, that's Buck. Or Huck. No, that's Buck. That's Huck. Huck. Chuck. I don't know. We've been doing this for 5 years, and I still don't know the names of these guys.
We need a little chart.
Yeah. We should have some.
He just said, you're white. You're really white.
You're really white.
But meanwhile, he's got a headlamp shining on his face.
I know.
In the pitch dark.
First of all, second of all, he was really white in the first place. I'm sorry, but I don't see Buck as the kind of guy that gets to Cabo very often. I could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Seems to have mystic powers. He hypnotizes people. You're white as a sheet, Buck.
I'm all right. I'm all right.
I'm all right.
That
I'm
was
all
Buck.
Right.
That
I haven't gotten to tan bed this week.
It's something we've never had to deal with before.
Hang on a second.
I got the runs. I'll be right back. Hang on 1 second. That Baconator's coming back up on me, boys. I'm going to have to go into the Walmart and blow that bathroom up.
Destroy it.
Hey, we're going to destroy that restroom. Can you do me a favor? Security guards. Run in there. See if you can't clear out that portalette.
Oh. Man.
Whoa.
Buck just went down.
And I mean, he really went down. Like, let's see. He actually went down. Wow.
Oh.
That almost doesn't look fake. Wow, that Baconator did come back up on him. Wow. So you can't see this because you're listening to the show, but they're all standing around. The four main characters and mountain monsters are standing around. And Buck, who I think is generally known as the leader of the group, he's a very big boy, and he just falls over. But it kind of looks
he
real.
He face planted.
Yeah.
Buck, Buck, Buck.
Well, we can't get him up now.
Buck, Buck, are you okay? Because if I'm not mistaken, you just passed out. And at your size, you probably had a heart attack or a stroke. But let me not dither. Let me ask you if you're okay. Like, shouldn't you immediately get emergency aid?
Yeah.
These guys are standing around saying his name. The guy just went headfirst into the ground.
Buck, guys, he ain't faking. Come on, Buck. Let's get him over
there. He ain't faking.
All right, let me get a Red Bull.
Like usual.
Yeah. Let me get a Red Bull and a couple honey buns. We'll get him back. We'll get him back up. The poor guy's like Elvis. They just keep plugging him full of fluids and trying to get him out on stage.
Okay. Hang on now. Just lay there for a minute. Oh, hang on.
You okay, Buck?
Breathe easy.
As if he was going to get up on his own anytime soon. Like, lay down for a minute.
Breathe easy. You hit pretty hard.
Oh, he's rubbing him.
No, they really do love each other. They're like little friends. There's a little group of friends running after Mothman out there. That's what me and my friends do on our days off.
You passed out. Get up. Set him up here.
Oh, hang on. Hang on.
Stay right there.
Hang on. Hang on. I got some gas stuck in my rectum. Hang on, hang on. Let me adjust my monster cock.
Talk to me.
Where's my flashlight?
We got all that stuff.
We'll take care of you.
Where's my flashlight?
What we're going to do is continue to keep rolling.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep rolling. No medical attention really needed. Wait, where's my flashlight and my Costco membership card? Get those two things before I get up.
I have no clue what just happened to me. We walk into the woods and then...
Well, I'm not a doctor, but I am the third Huckleberry on this show. And if I had to take a guess, you were hypnotized by the Mothman.
I'm just kind of dizzy. And the next thing I know, I open my eyes. I'm on the ground looking up at Huckleberry and Jeff. They told me that I passed out.
That's exactly what I want to see if I pass out. Huckleberry and Jeff on top of me. Brian! Brian! I just wake up and then pass right back out. I'm like, ah!
Huckleberry and Jeff.
Huckleberry and Jeff. Well, thank God Huckleberry and Jeff were there.
Yes.
Doing nothing for you but rubbing your belly.
I feel better. Stand up a little bit. I seen something strange. Yeah, I don't remember really what's going on. I just feel a little weird. I don't know. You got my shotgun?
I'll take care of it.
You got my shotgun? That'll make me feel better.
I'm feeling dizzy.
Yeah.
You got my gun?
I'm feeling dizzy and hypnotized and all out of sort. You got my gun? Loaded? Can I point it in multi-directions? What if he just takes a gun and starts swinging it around? How's everybody doing?
I'll fall down again.
You're covered here. You just worry about yourself.
You just take care of Buck.
All right. Your bandana?
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
They gave him some therapy lessons there. They're like, you take care of you. You do you, Buck.
He did some Buck time.
You need some self-love right there, buddy. Go draw a bath. Get yourself a good magazine and a nice bottle of rosé. You're going to be right as rain by tomorrow.
All right, take your
Bachelor finale's on. Go watch it with Brian.
Grab my shotgun.
Is that kind of... That's his beard. I thought it was a hazmat suit.
Well, he's like a walking hazmat suit. Like, you should have a hazmat suit if you're around him, almost.
Wow.
Yeah, that's scary.
Well, that sucks. Guess we have to keep filming. Let us not...
We got to get that Mothman.
Yeah, let us not delay. The Mothman needs our attention.
I hope he's all right.
I do, too.
I hope he's all right. We probably should go to the hospital with him, but we're going to stay here with our headlamps and run around like little children looking for Mothman.
I just don't know. I can't explain it.
Now it's the next day, just to keep you abreast of what's going on.
At his sighting, and was clearly shaken up by what he saw that night. Now it's time to go after the Mothman.
Oh, now it's time to go after the Mothman.
That was just a free. Yeah. That was a pre-launch party.
Yeah. was a little tailgating before the Fish concert. I've seen stranger stuff at a Widespread Panic show. I see that every time. Guys going down on their face and other guys standing around going, hello? Hello?
Crash's idea that these electrical currents attracted the Mothman just may lead to an idea that may help us devise a trap.
Wait, who's this guy Trapper who's showing up?
Well, I don't know.
Now?
It almost looked like this may be an earlier episode.
Earlier or later for episode.
Well, because it said Buck and then below it said Rookie.
Oh, it said Rookie?
Yeah.
Oh, he does look younger in this episode, too. Yeah, we don't know because we don't do any research before we start this show. We aren't aware of all the comings and goings of everybody because we failed to do any homework whatsoever. I'm reading this article the other day about podcasts and like spreading misinformation on podcasts. And the girl who wrote the article, which was I think well done, but a little snarky, was like, because podcasts, all they do is just claim they don't know anything while they spread misinformation. We really don't know anything. No. So, yeah. But luckily, we're only spreading misinformation about mountain monsters, so yes. I don't think we're harming anybody.
Here we are, Bill. Normally, when I design traps, I design
Willie.
Them for...
Willie! Well, it's my rat! Oh. My rat grew up to be a mountain monster! You did it, Willie! You did it! You survived!
The legend!
The legend of Willie! He's now a trap builder for the mountain monsters.
It makes total sense.
It makes total sense.
Oh, I love this.
He went down into the sewers.
He freed Willie and look
freed
what
Willie.
He became.
He went down into the sewers.
He's like a teenage mutant.
Yeah, he came in contact with nuclear waste and he became a mountain monster. I'm so glad things turned out for you. It's me, Daddy. It's me. Daddy, come back. You can sit on my shoulder. You're a little big, but you can sit on my shoulder again. Just like the old times. I'll put you in a box with some of that shaved up cardboard. You'll be fine. Things will be great, just like they used to be. Oh, Ben, the two of us need look no more.
And being able to hold and contain whatever creatures we're after. But this one's totally different.
I've heard about the Mothman. That thing can just go from...
Look, while Bill did... But this was before he was yelling.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. He was calm back then. Before the producers started saying, well, you're just not interesting enough. How's this? What if I just done y'all all the time like this? Hey, the hooper. Yep, yep. Hey, come here, yonder Mothman. I'll be down by the creek. Hey, yep.
Turn just a matter of seconds. Yeah. Whatever.
Any kind of trap that I build, that we're going to drop down over top, and he could teleport right on the outside of the cage.
Teleport? What is this? Star Trek. He can teleport outside the cage? Why are you trying to build a cage?
I know.
For a creature that can teleport outside cages. Doesn't make much sense.
And be free again. So what I got here is a cage that I can electrify, which he can't teleport through electricity. You know basically how a bug zapper works.
Yeah.
Well, this is...
Yeah. No, I sure do.
Yeah, he needed to crank it up and on.
I sure do. I've been... I got five of those in front of my house on my front porch. I knock into them every once in a while.
Largest bug zapper you ever seen.
Right? Giant bug zapper.
Jop. What does jop mean?
Giant.
Oh, he said giant? I thought he said jop. Wait one second. Let's go back. You he might be right.
You ever seen.
Right? Giant bug zapper.
Jop. I think he said jop. It's his own mountain monster language. But of course, he's talking to a full-sized rat mutant.
Right. Yeah.
A mutant rodent. So he does probably have to tailor his language
he
to
does.
His audience. I get it. I understand.
This is the idea I come up with. Two before, galvanized electrifying wire. And then I got this high-voltage electric box that I brought with me. This will build me enough juice.
I've got this extremely dangerous high-voltage lightning box we're going to put right under the high-powered transmission lines.
I know, it showed those big,
like
the electrical lines going through the whole, 10 acres.
Yeah, we've all seen it. You're driving down the road somewhere a little rural, and then out of nowhere, there's, these huge power lines.
They look like ski
lines.
Slopes.
Yeah, ski slopes. Or they like, just go yeah. on forever.
The ski things. Yes. Well, ski lifts.
Those are the high wattage power lines that make up the grid in the United States. And they connect and they go for hundreds of miles, maybe thousands of miles. I don't know. But they're underneath these things because they think that's where the Mothman is going to be attracted to. And their bright idea is to put yet another high voltage electrical thing right under the high. That's so dumb. Yeah, yeah.
Be able to energize this whole cage.
Pull it up clear to the top of the bridge.
Set the old trigger.
Once he gets up underneath of it, motions will set it off. Cage drops down around through him.
He's home to stay.
He cannot teleport to the outside, and he can't touch the side of the cage.
Can't teleport. I'm pretty sure if someone could teleport, electricity is not going to stop them. But I don't know. What do I know about teleporting?
If he does, it'll be like barbecue.
To get her done, bro. You just let me know what you need to do in the old marine.
Tell me what you need to do, and I'm going to go get some crank, and I'll be right back. I'm going to go shake up my Mountain Dew meth bottle, and I'll be right back.
And we'll get her done.
This is a unique cage trap. It's actually the biggest bug zapper ever built.
That is some tough stuff, brother.
I've rewired up my bug zapper here at the house a time or two to be able to catch these moths and millers and these damn little...
Who's at home rewiring their bug zapper? Who does that? I'm pretty sure people on crystal meth like to do that kind of thing, don't they? Don't they like to take apart TVs and put them back together? And I mean,
when you're at home, you know, rewiring your bug zapper.
When you're at home rewiring your bug zapper after a long day at a party with chiropractors, you know how it goes. Oh, Lord. Okay, let's do this. Let's take a break, and then we're going to... Let's take a break, and then we'll get back to our good friends here at Mountain Monsters. We'll be back.
Well, thank the baby Jesus. Brian took a breath, and now I will use this opportunity to let you know that we've got a brand new phone number. That's right, it's 212-433-3TCB. And you can text us anytime you want. Or you can call and leave us a voicemail, and we might just use your message on the show. Once Brian gets through all the messages he missed last year, of course. Anyway, you can also find and DM us on Instagram at The Commercial Break and on TikTok at TCB Podcast. And of course, all of our audio and video is easily found on tcbpodcast.com. Now I'm going to thank G one more time that we have sponsors. So thank G, and here they are.
All right, we're back in our own Faraday cage over here at the commercial break. Let's get back to the Mountain Monsters. They're currently building the world's largest bug zapper, which imagine what these guys could do if they put... Jop, jop, jop.
To fly around and aggravate you and bug you, but I've never in my life built a bug zapper this big.
You ever...
Why would you? I mean, for what reason?
Hear anybody eating it? Old moth worm will get eaten, bro.
I
mean, once you get him fried up in here.
It's getting fried, old lady's eat all up in here.
We're planning on having some moth wings after we get the Mothman in here.
Is he drunk?
Yeah, he is something. First of all, yeah, I think
moth wings.
As the seasons go on, he gets drunker, and that's why he gets louder, but he is something. Or maybe that's just the way he is. Yeah. I don't know. Seems like a nice enough guy. Just does a lot of weird talking. Jap, jap!
Damn, that thing starts easy.
So now they're...
Damn, that thing starts easy.
Yeah, I know. Dang, that thing starts easy. I don't trust things to start that easy.
Plug it in right there, Bill, and I'll show you how this little machine works right here.
Flip her on, brother.
Fire button. I know the moth game.
Power! You turn it on.
Electro cubes. That's amazing.
That's how it works.
Zap, zap. Zap, zap, and save it. Woo, woo.
Teleport.
So he's like the real life. Remember King of the Hill?
Yes. The dad.
The guy who would just mumble. Boomhauer.
To come up with is having a cage that I can electrify. He can't teleport through electricity.
How do you know that? Who has been teleporting through electricity or
guessing.
Not? Yeah, of course.
Right back here, buddy.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah.
You see them two resistors right there?
You see those two resistors right there? You want to have a great fight tonight? Stick your dick in it. Your hair make your hair stand on end.
Produce electrical force that will fry his little ass.
He'll think the old 4th of July's come early.
He'll think the 4th of July's come early. Do you think the Mothman has a calendar? I'm just wondering.
Well, Halloween's coming up.
It's my busy time.
It's my busy time. All the kids are going to make fun of me again. Mothman costume again. That's how I was born.
There's a lot of people down here in Mason County that have spoken about the red, big, pan-like, gazing eyes. Buck had an awfully terrifying feeling once the Mothman had looked him straight in the eyes, and I've got grave concerns.
Wait, when did the Mothman look him straight in the
I
eyes?
I don't know.
He just fell over. I didn't see any Mothman.
Well, no, of course they didn't capture on camera.
Now he's just tired in the back of the truck. They're all riding in the car, and Buck's like got his eyes closed in the back with his head bobbling all over the place.
We've been out on several investigations, and this is the first time we've came across something of this nature that would make one of the team members sick.
You know, after seeing what I seen up at Crash's Field, I seen these two big glowing eyes. I got
two big glowing eyes. Look like headlights about a mile away. First of all, second of all, I've never been on a mountain monster set, but I guarantee this is not the first thing that has made people sick on a mountain monster set. I can only imagine what Craft Services looks like over there.
And Billy.
And Billy. Well, I got extra Doritos. Taco Locos from Taco Bell and Mountain Dew, just like you requested. Now, I do have to say, I bought the Taco Locos about a week ago. But they still smell okay. Job, job! I'm gonna eat them! Sounds good to me!
Passed out, and I haven't felt well since.
Oh!
We're getting ready to go on an interview. This guy was out in the woods. He's an avid hunter and trapper. He sighted him on a perch up on top of an old county bridge. Been closed for years.
Who's hanging around an old county bridge? Closed for years. I mean,
well,
I realize
there's not a lot to do.
I realize not everybody lives in Atlanta, Georgia. I get
there's
it.
Not a lot to do.
I have been friends with. I have been to. I have been out in the backwoods. I know. I've been to parties in the woods where you pretend like you're in the backwoods for a couple of days. But I don't know who's at an old bridge looking for Mothman.
We're headed over to see a man named Mark.
How are we doing?
Pretty good. How are you? Yeah.
Mark's telling us that he was out deer hunting and he sees this figure sitting on the top of this old bridge. It gives him a very eerie feeling.
Scientific proof.
Back in the woods, they're scouting for deer. And I seen this big creature on the bridge.
I love how they all have their notebooks out and they're writing.
Taking notes.
As if this is an Agatha Christie murder mystery.
I had no idea what it was. It was a little bigger than me. Had red glowing eyes, and I was just standing there mesmerized by it.
How tall was it?
It had to have been at least 7 foot tall. Heard stories.
7 foot, 8 foot, 9 foot. What makes it better for the television?
Winged creatures before. I told my buddies about it, and they mentioned something about a Mothman.
That's entirely possible because...
Well, it's entirely possible because we're doing an episode on Mothman right now, and it's in the script. If my name isn't Trapper...
Wasn't there a show called Trapper MD one time?
I think so.
Yeah, I think so, back in the 70s.
Been a lot of sightings of the Mothman in this part of the country. When people have close-up sightings of him, the eyes is what really gets them. I'm very excited this took place.
That's why he's wearing sunglasses. He's got
the guy they're talking to has sunglasses. And that Trapper guy starts talking to him like he knows what he's talking about. And his mouth is wide open and he's just like nodding his head and then shaking it also. He's like... Now, that's not what I said. I said I thought I saw a creature.
On a bridge, because that's the Mothman's portfolio.
That's his MO.
His portfolio?
That's his MO.
His old county bridges near deer hunting grounds where no one else can witness. I do see a pattern coming together here.
Really like to see this bridge.
Mark had a sighting of Mothman on this bridge, but the characteristics of it relate back to 1967 and the Silver Bridge collapse. What's scary is to have a sighting of Mothman today. Everybody feels that whenever you see the Mothman, there's tragedy that follows.
Oh, I can see the
like Buck tipping over like a sleeping cow. Yeah.
Bridge. Yep. Man, that's a unique bridge. They don't build them like that anymore, do they?
They don't build them like that anymore, do they? That's what, a 3-4 foot expansion bridge?
It's closed.
Yeah, there's a reason why. It literally has no road anymore. It's two pieces of iron swung across a creek, I swear to God, is no bigger than 6 feet across. None. They don't make them like that anymore. No, they don't. Because they could literally just put some dirt in there and make a road.
That bridge is way too little to hold anything, especially someone my size, and the Mothman's supposed to be bigger. There's no way it'd hold.
Mark, we wanted to see your bridge.
Well, because if you have wings, Mothman, though.
Yeah, but if you could teleport. Now, if you could teleport, that's a different story.
Yeah.
You just got to float above it a little bit, Chrissy. You're not thinking about this correctly in scientific terms.
Been seeing around bridges so much that actually we're going to incorporate a bridge into our trap.
Yeah, I saw that creature sitting right up on top of that rail on the right. He was just kind of crouched on top of that rail.
Are you sure it wasn't the DMT talking?
It's just crouched.
He was just crouched. He was taking a Mothman shit. Poops the size of logs. It was amazing.
And it just kind of put the fear of God in me. That's when he jumped up and glided across.
That's when he jumped up and made another dropping and then flew away. I collected the scat. Would you like to see it? It's the size of the Mothman. Rumor has it he's got straight intestines. Food just goes right through him. Rumor has it Mothman has the biggest dung of any of the creatures we've chased.
Oh, Jeff will know, the researcher.
Yeah, for sure. Weren't they one time like sticking their hands in some like
they were.
Wolfman scat or something?
He just kind of
disappeared.
Yeah, he just kind of.
Everybody's doing it now.
Everyone's doing the same little noise. He just kind of, you know. Yeah, I don't want to say it on national television, but you know, let himself loose. He really let one go.
It flew off,
and it flew off. Flames coming from his anus. His dung literally set on fire coming out of his butt, and you know. Well, that tracks with what we've heard from other Mothman sightings.
Off into the dusk.
Mark didn't have a whole lot of details or facts in this story. The story was very
vague. That's why we chose to focus on him.
This is why we spent 15 minutes of this episode talking about him, is because he didn't really actually tell the truth.
Facts or research.
He didn't do any facts or research or anything really beneficial. So
it's like the commercial break.
I know. It's just, I felt like we were getting into commercial break territory, so I just kind of let him go. Our whole episode is based on this one man's sightings, but in hindsight, I do have to admit, even for the mountain monsters, it would sound a little sketchy.
But I think that he was just, you know, a little surprised at, you know, whatever he seen, it was dark.
What do you think about what his wingspan was from, you know, from where you saw him?
Oh, 50 feet at least. I don't know. What's in the script? Five feet. You know, when he opened his wing, you know, it just kind of came out. I don't know. All right, can we focus less on the pooping and more about him? He also turned his head and, you know, it just kind of.
I'm guessing 12, 14 feet wide.
That's pretty big. Mark's story's not adding up. Some of the things he was telling us just couldn't be true. The bridge wasn't the right height.
I can't believe.
I've never seen the mountain monsters discount a story like this. But this is probably, I think you're right, this is an early episode. Yeah. And they're probably trying to give some credibility
right,
to this.
There
poor
is.
Mark. I mean, you go on the Mountain Monsters, you don't expect to be grilled by the Mountain Monsters. I don't know, but I just would imagine you're not thinking yeah. this is going to be an interrogation.
No.
Yeah, I said, yeah, I saw the mouth, man. He's 48 feet high and 400 feet of wingspan. And, you know, he kind of teleported away with his poop.
I just really believe that he'd seen an owl.
Mark, I
an owl.
An owl.
Went from a huge yeah. mothman to an owl.
This guy's like, I've been doing ketamine therapy after I saw that mothman. Now you're telling me it was an owl? Wow, poor Mark.
I
mean, now all his friends are like, yeah, you're the guy that lied on Mountain Monsters. I mean, if you couldn't get any lower.
Appreciate you bringing us out here and spend the time with us.
No problem.
That had to have been one hell of an experience. That's
it
all
sure
I
was.
Have to say.
Yes, sure it was. I was pretty high then. I'm not so much now. I'm actually feeling not so good. If I could go back and do some more narcotics, I'll probably feel better.
I'm not real enthused with his story because the damned old bridge is so rotten that, and we're talking about a 600-700-pound animals sitting on top of this bridge, and I'm pretty sure that
whoa! They got a CGI rendering. This is no Steven Spielberg work here. No Amblin Entertainment here.
It's no James Cameron.
No, Pixar. Avatar. Yeah, Pixar did not make this.
It's like a
man-like creature with big wings and red glowing eyes, drawn by my son in preschool.
Who collapsed with it?
The Mothman may have caused the Silver Bridge to collapse. I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't going to take much for that bridge to collapse.
It's pretty rinkety, isn't it?
It is.
You know, we want to make sure we don't get anyone out on there.
I mean, you're not even going to send me this time? That's
I wouldn't
a
send
shocker.
You out on there, Buck. That bridge is so old and so decrepit, I don't even believe it'd hold the weight of the Mothman, let alone a trap. We definitely have to find another bridge to set our trap for the Mothman.
The Mothman's just coming to bridges? That's all he does? Just hang out on bridges?
That's apparently his portfolio.
His portfolio. That's his scene, Chrissy. You know, some people are into emo, punk, hippie bands. You know what I'm saying. He's into bridges. And why not? Oh, okay. Oh, that's it. We don't get any more? Oh, no, there is a follow-up video to this. There definitely is a follow-up video to this, and I would love to show it. But not today. We'll get to it. Yeah, we'll get to it next episode. I promise. We'll finish up the Mountain Monsters. But
that
anyway,
was a good one.
We're running out of time. That was a good one. Good job, Caden.
Yes.
And we'll watch part two tomorrow so that we don't leave anybody in the lurch, no one in the hanging. We got to find out if they actually see the Mothman. Here's a little hint. They don't. But, you know,
it's
A
fun
for effort.
Them try.
Yeah. But at least they called out that guy on his bullshit.
They did.
You know, they weren't afraid to say that guy wasn't truthful. Now, I'm wondering from a production side, because this is like how my brain works. Was that guy an actor, like a paid actor that they just busted on? Or did that guy actually think he saw something and then the poor mountain monsters come in there and just basically make him seem like a liar?
I think he was Bug's friend.
I think so, too.
Yeah, because they had the same noise.
Yeah. You know, he just, I don't know, he just.
I think Buck was like, come on down.
I think they picked him out of the Walmart produce section.
Yeah.
That's what I think. Hey, you ever seen a Mothman? For $20. For $20 and a case of Mountain Dew I did. A case of Pabst I did. All right, well, quick, make up a story. You guys told me to make up the story. What the fuck? I get out. I watch the episode. Now all my friends think I'm lying about Mothman. I've got no respect in this here community. I demand a retraction. All right. You, too, can have your content here on air. If you think there's something interesting that the commercial break should, could, or would talk about, 1-212-433-3TCB, 1-212-433-3822. You can also be on the show. We'd love to give you advice live, hear your crazy story, or, you know, whatever you want to talk about. Just text us. Let us know what you want to talk about.
If you can teleport yourself.
If you can teleport yourself.
That would be great.
I'll turn off the power. That way you can get in here, and everything will be great. Everything will be great. But we'd love to have you on the show. So do text us. Comments, questions, content ideas, concerns, all to that number. TCBpodcast.com. All the audio, all the video. Free Piggy fronting sticker. Hit the contact us button. You know what to do.
at The Commercial Break on Instagram, TCB Podcast on TikTok, and YouTube.com/The Commercial Break. All right, Chrissy, that's all I can do for today.
I think so.
But I'll tell you that I love you.
I love you.
I'll say best to you.
Best to you.
And best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, Jamba Jamba.
Jot, jot.
Chrissy and I do say we must say we will say goodbye.
Goodbye.